Marco Werman here with The World. The new era in U.S.-Cuban relations is shaking things up for cigar aficionados. Americans who go to Cuba are now allowed to bring a few cohibas back with them. They could not do that before. But here's what's really keeping cigar makers in Florida up at night: the possibility that at some point the U.S. embargo on Cuba could actually fall.
There's a lot of small Cuban-American cigar makers who came here after the revolution, who often lost their farms to Castro.
That's Miami New Times writer Michael Miller. He recently explored the Miami cigar scene in a story for New Times, and he says most of the cigars sold by companies based in Florida are actually made elsewhere.
To make a really good cigar, what they call a premium cigar, it's almost impossible to do it in the U.S. Because it's just too expensive to roll the cigars. It's a complicated process. And so a lot of them are now made in Dominican Republic or Nicaragua, Honduras as well. Those are probably the three kind of biggest countries other than Cuba, obviously.
I gather you went to one of those manufacturers in Nicaragua. What was that like?
Yeah, I went to a bunch of different factories down there. There's this city in northern Nicaragua called Esteli, which has really become kind of a cigar boomtown over the last roughly 40 years since some of these Cuban-American or Cuban-exile cigar makers first set up shop after getting booted out of Cuba. And today, you know, it's grown from a city of maybe 20,000 to almost 200,000. A lot of that is down to these cigar factories. And, you know, you walk into these kind of cavernous buildings and they smell strongly of tobacco and of cigars. And you have hundreds of rollers, often women with their kind of hands flashing between tables and moving leaves from one part to another, cutting them, stuffing them, rolling them. And it's a really fascinating process to watch, but it's also a huge industry for Nicaragua and for Miami.
Right. So the two guys that you profiled in Miami are Cuban exiles. What did they tell you about their worries about the end of the embargo, the possible end of the embargo?
In a way, they're kind of two different sides of it. So on the one hand, you have this guy, Jose Padron, who is kind of the godfather of the Cuban cigar industry here in the United States. His cigars, Padron Cigars, have won best cigar in the world, I think, three times now. He's very highly regarded, well known. He makes 6.5-7 million cigars a year. So, you know, he doesn't exactly know what to expect when the embargo falls. But this initial rush of Cuban cigars here, this demand for them in the U.S., you know, could very well dent his sales. But in the long run, he'll probably be okay because he's already competing against Cuban cigars in Europe. But then you have smaller guys like Pepe Montaigne, another guy I write about, and people like him, kind of smaller cigar makers here in Miami are going to struggle because people are going to rush out and buy Cubans. They're going to buy Romeo and Julietas, like you said. And, you know, he could get kind of lost under this flood of Cuban cigars.
What about Cuba? Is Cuba at all worried about what the end of the embargo could spell for their cigar industry?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, honestly, the Cubans are worried about that. I think they've been preparing for a long time for the end of the embargo. Habanos, which is the kind of Cuban state-run cigar company, is 50% owned by a Spanish-French corporation, and that's allowed them to get investment there in Cuba to boost their cigar industry, which was in bad shape after the fall of the Soviet Union. But also it's enabled them to really promote their cigars all over the world. So I think for them, the fall of the embargo is a chance to really sweep into what is the biggest cigar market in the world.
Michael, have you ever done the taste test between a Cuban cigar and one of these premium cigars made in Miami?
You know, I wish that I could say that I have, but I actually have never smoked a Cuban. Honestly, I wasn't much of a cigar smoker before I wrote this article and started researching it. But, you know, when I was in Nicaragua, I smoked enough cigars in a week period to make me sick for a lifetime. But certainly the ones I tried in Nicaragua, the ones that are made by Miamians are, you know, up to snuff. They're considered, you know, some of the best in the world now. So they go head to head with these Cuban stogies.
Michael Miller with the Miami New Times. Thank you.
No, thank you, Marco.